Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
John Ray, the attorney for some of the victims of, allegedly, Rex Heuermann, the Long Island serial killer, Gilgo Beach murderer, continues to bring more information to the forefront, even before investigators. He's kind of been that guy in this case all the way along. More recently, we've been learning about the story of some survivors, allegedly, of Rex Heuermann, a woman named Taylor, who was a bottle girl back in 2010, claiming that she went to a home where Heuermann was a guest and eventually had to threaten with a taser to escape out of that situation. And then we also heard the story of Mary Poe, who actually was allegedly shot by Rex Heuermann in his vehicle, in the back of the neck. Luckily, she survived that wound and got out of that vehicle. But chilling, chilling accounts from two women who very clearly say that was Rex Heuermann. And let's be honest, Rex Heuermann is not a guy that you really would confuse with many other people. So either it's, I don't know, an aged Hulk that's been in the vehicle, or I don't know. I mean, or Shrek came in. It's one of the three, or Rex Heuermann. And I don't think the Hulk or Shrek are out to kill sex workers, at least not in the latest version from Disney Pixar. But DreamWorks.
Thanks for ruining my wholesome version of Shrek in my mind.
Exactly. Now you're only getting every time you see Heuermann, it's like, it's Shrek. make some weird AI version of the movie. What's your thoughts on all this? Eric Fattis, defense attorney, joining us. I mean, the accounts, they have no reason to make these stories up or for some sort of posterity. If anything, they'd probably, and probably many more, are just, you know, staying quiet because they don't want the attention. But it does seem to go along the arc of behavior that we know of Rex Heuermann, or at least the allegations of behavior.
You know, if these accounts are true from these alleged surviving victims, they could have been murder cases themselves. And that's what's so eerie about hearing from them. And I think it's going to be pivotal for the prosecution's case, which just keeps building, by the way, that they just keep tacking on DNA evidence here, surviving victim evidence here. And what the prosecution is going to do is they're going to sort of cross-reference all of these surviving victims' accounts, and they're going to compare those with all the evidence they have in the folks who didn't make it, the victims who didn't survive. And they're going to draw parallels, they're going to show overlap, and they're going to tie all of this together in a pattern of behavior for Rex Heuermann over the course of years that they think will lead to the convictions in these murder cases.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing after another, and it's scary because, I mean, these are just the ones we're hearing about. Obviously, we don't know about other victims. We suspect there probably are, but, I mean, Heuermann was able to operate in a world without a lot of rules, and, I mean, obviously laws exist, but I guess, you know, the social rules or the social constructs aren't so much there because it's a shady area and people don't want to be caught for it. So that then attracts individuals who want to, you know, treat people in very inhumane ways. So not necessarily shocking that we're hearing these accounts, but it does make you wonder just how many others are out there that Heuermann operated like this around for all those years. And how is it that, you know, no one ever, you know, was able to come forward until now about Heuermann? Is it simply that, the stigma?
Yeah, you know, I think in these predators, that they target these vulnerable communities and communities of folks they know are averse to law enforcement, who are not typically going to report crimes because they themselves believe they're engaging in unlawful activity. So it makes them kind of easy targets, not in a sense that anyone would condone, of course, but just in a realistic sense. And on top of that, Rex Heuermann had resources. He's one of these predators who was able to kind of try to cover his tracks. He was more sophisticated. He had these burner phones. And so I think that he's sort of been able to evade accountability for, you know, a long time, but it appears that everything is starting to mount against him now.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.